We have a record review for you now. Paco de Lucia has been acclaimed as the finest living flamenco guitarist for almost 30 years. And for almost that long, flamenco purists have been fretting about de Lucia's experiments with the form and its instrumentation. Commentator Milo Miles finds de Lucia undiminished and adventurous as ever, both in concert and on record.
I admit I'm a hard sell on flamenco. The tune structures seem either too loose or too tight for their own good. The style has been responsible for an inordinate amount of weak-minded fusion pap. And though I understand the impulsiveness and raw passion of the singing, it often sounds too theatrical, almost ritualistic to me. However, I have always made an exception for the master guitarist Paco de Lucia. Only an inert lump could not respond to his flights of imagination and spirit. He's been making beautiful records since he was a teenager in the early 1960s, and he started making astonishing ones 10 years after that. He got a lot of attention for collaborations with other deft fingers like pianist Chick Corea and guitarists Larry Coryell and John McLaughlin. But these get-togethers always make him seem more of a mere guitar nick, full of gunslinger technique and not duende. Like them or not, De Lucia's style shifts are very deliberate and well thought out. His description of his latest album, Luzia, gets it exactly right. He says it's traditional in form, but full of new ideas. There are fresh harmonies and a higher eloquence evident in his playing, but he triumphs by simply throwing in a bit of dancing with those percussive boot stomps, or a vocal with background chorus for judicious sweetening. Then he goes straight for the heart with a pair of delicate, wistful tributes to his departed mother and his longtime singing partner, Cameron de la Isla. Paco de Lucia recently appeared with a sextet at Boston Symphony Hall. There was much competition for soloist honors on percussion, guitar, and even Joaquin Grillo's hammering thighs in his dance features. But nobody touched de Lucia. He seemed to have several guitarists inside his instrument. But for all his image as a rebel, what stood out is how when de Lucia finds some innovation he likes, he sticks with it, preserves its influence. It's old-fashioned nowadays to have an electric bass and to climax a show with what amounted to a jazz flamenco rave-up. Again, de Lucia best articulates his actions when he says he holds on to tradition with one hand while the other digs and scratches to find new things I can bring into flamenco. He shows no signs of giving up the search.
Milo Miles is music editor at rock.com. This is Fresh Air.